It's kind of like going on a shelf to get what it is that you need when you're in a particular situation and you're anxious and you're frustrated or you're afraid, and you can go on the shelf and get Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Hope has a name. The name has a face. And when you look into his eyes of love, you will never be the same. Your only hope is Jesus. Hope has a name. Yeah.
Well, hello, I'm Dr. Peggy Banks, and you are here with us at Hope Has a Name, which is our podcast for TWR Women of Hope. And I'm joined today with singer-songwriter Babbie Mason and my friend and missionary for 16 years, Dr. Janet Blakely. Welcome.
Hello. Good to see you today.
Thank you so much.
We are so glad that you are here with us today. And listeners, we're thankful that you are joining us today. We're going to look at an amazing passage in the Bible. It is a letter that was written to a group of people in the city of Philippi, and it is in the book of Philippians in chapter 4. Today we're going to be talking about what it means to be thankful in prayer, to not be anxious for anything when we're praying, but just pray with thanksgiving, and that peace of God that comes over us when we know that He hears our prayers, that He's near to us. So let's jump in, let's read the passage, and let's talk about how God meets us right in these times of concern, anxiety, whatever word we want to use today, but really see how God meets us there in our prayer when we come to Him with thanksgiving. So today we are reading in Philippians 4. We're going to start in chapter 4, verse 4, and it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near." Verse 6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Man, I love that passage, right?
Yes.
It just goes deep into my heart. We could rest in this passage for a couple of days.
Yes.
And so, listener, we're so thankful that you're here. We want you to just, you know, join us at the table in our conversation. Think about some stories from your own lives. Think about where you are today, and let's talk about it. So, Babbie, what do you think about this passage?
Well, you know, Peggy, in life, I think we are – I can speak personally, but I think this is probably relevant for all of us. I don't think there's a day that goes by that anxiety doesn't try to creep into our lives for some reason. I mean, it seems like the moment you put your feet on the floor, there's a reason to rush or to be anxious about getting to work on time or making sure the kids are off to school on time and packing the lunches and paying the bills and fighting traffic and all of those things that, you know, anxiety is always knocking at the door. And growing up as a preacher's kid, we were taught early in life to memorize scripture. And this is one that I memorized very early in life. Mm-hmm. The King James Version starts with, "Be anxious for nothing." And as an old English teacher, I know that the word nothing is a compound word. It consists of two words, no thing. And that just gives me great peace that the Lord wants me to be anxious for no thing. No thing. I shouldn't be, you know, there's a phrase, you know, don't sweat the small stuff.
Yes.
He doesn't even want you to sweat the small stuff. It doesn't say, the passage doesn't say, look, you take care of the little stuff and I'll take care of the big stuff. No, the Lord doesn't want us to even sweat the small stuff. He doesn't want us to be anxious about anything. And then I love the word but. It's like a U-turn. It's like a 180. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things, you've got the juxtaposition between no thing and all things.
Yeah.
In all things, by prayer and supplication, which is a big word for persistence. But in all things, by prayer and persistence in prayer, be grateful. But in all things, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. And that's the attitude that we approach, that we come to God with. Instead of anxiety, I'm stressed, I'm strained, I'm harried, I'm hurried. No, he wants you to breathe out and realize that God's got it. God has got your back. Mm-hmm. And when we roll all of our cares on him, you know, the Bible says, cast your care upon the Lord because he cares for you. And when we do that, when we practice that, when we get in the habit of, instead of defaulting to worry and anxiety, we default to prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. And we get in the habit of that, it becomes a little easier every time we default to prayer and supplication, so that the peace that passes understanding can come in.
Mm, that's great. That's beautiful. Jenna, what do you think of this passage and some stories about your life and how this passage relates to you?
Well, worry and concern, anxiety, apprehension, fear, all of those things I can relate to. Mm. And I read this passage and I say, but God, you don't want me to be nervous or have tension in my life. You want me to aim for the tranquility that peace is, or the calmness, the quietness that you want. And so, but I remember a story once I was traveling through Paris, and I arrived at the north end, the north train station, but I needed to be in the south train station for my departure train. I had very little time to get there to make this connection. I was unsure of how to get quickly from station to station. I pulled out my pocket New Testament, and I just started reading a couple verses, praying to God, what am I going to do? And all of a sudden, a French woman comes out of the blue and says, "Êtes-vous chrétien? Are you a Christian?" And I'm like, "Yes, yes." And I kind of explained my dilemma because she could tell I was nervous. And she said, "No problem." You know, she grabbed my large suitcase. She found a porter with a wagon, threw it on there, told him what I needed. And he just scooted me. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember how, but I made it. I got to the South train station, and I just barely made my connection. Mm-hmm. And I just said, oh, God, you know, again, I look to you. I look to your word, and I trusted you. But I needed, you know, I needed help, and God was there for me.
Yeah. I love that when God, you know, it's so wonderful to sit with women who have known the Lord a long time and have these habits, these practices in their lives that are very natural for you. Sometimes I don't think that's the first thing we think about, you know, when we become anxious or when we're in a location, an airport, a city that we don't know, people we don't, language we don't know. Sometimes we can maybe have a tendency to just try to figure it out all ourselves. And so this is so encouraging for us. And I hope for our listeners that, you know, I love what Janet said, that God wants us to aim for this peace, this rest in him, this trust in him. We don't necessarily always have it, right? Like Babbie said, every day we have this anxiety with some things. And so I love that idea that we aim for it. So even now today, for our listeners, maybe you're feeling anxious. Maybe you want this peace that goes beyond what we could understand today, is what Paul is saying here to the Philippians. It's just beyond what we can imagine when we're trusting God, but you don't know how to get there. And, you know, today you can get there by just saying that, just saying this prayer with us. So Janet, tell me a little bit these words. What do they mean to you, and how can you help our listeners just be able to apply this passage?
Oh, Peggy, I think also about the story in Luke 11 where the friend was knocking at the door. He needed the three loaves for the visitors that had come to him. And, you know, it says, too, that in that section it says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. And In this passage, we should look to God as our friend, you know, the God who wants to give us what we need. He has all we need. He's not reluctant to meet our needs. He is a God who provides what we need. Yes. So we need to ask.
Amen. I love this passage because, bottom line, it reminds me that God loves me.
Mm-hmm.
And that he will always provide for me. Like a loving parent provides for their children, our loving Father provides for us. And when we know and we trust that he'll provide for us, there's no need for fear. I heard this acronym for fear, false evidence appearing real. And fear, it's a natural response. And I am so grateful that I practice his word, you know, as a piano player or maybe as a typist or maybe as a person who is an athlete. How did you become accomplished in that? It was by practice. And at first, it's a little, you know, when I first started playing the piano, it was a little laborious. It was even hard. It was even frustrating. But the more I did it, the more I practiced it, the more proficient I became. And I kind of equate that to practicing the presence of God. At first, it might feel a little awkward. But the more I did it and the more I see the results of doing it, it not only becomes easier, it becomes more joyful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why the Apostle Paul tells us, rejoice in the Lord. The version that I have here in front of me says, be full of joy.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I say, be full of joy. And when you begin to see the results of practicing prayer and practicing the presence of God, it really becomes a joy to lean on him. And we're not bothering God when we do that. You're not irritating him or aggravating him. He invites you to come. He invites us to come into his presence.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're full of joy, the fear is gone. I mean, you're full of joy. You know we're supposed to be seeking him. You know we're supposed to be trusting him. And the goal is, or the guide we want, is his peace. And that peace that passes all understanding, we want that to be the goal. I think also the verse, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, and do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid, from John 14:27.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're aiming for that.
Yeah, I love that, Janet, because remembering that hope has a name means that our hope is in Jesus, right? This is the name that we want to cry out to. So wherever we are today in our walk with the Lord, new believers, a seasoned believer, we still have to practice that every day. And I always like to think, do whatever it takes,
whatever it takes.
You know, write the verses on 3x5 cards if you're starting out in the faith, or if you've been in the faith a long time and you've forgotten these passages. Put them on the dashboard of your car, right? Put them in the mirror when you're putting your makeup on and you're thinking about all these other things, you know. Practice the word and aim for peace. Aim for the peace. Aim for the joy. It's that attitude in our hearts that we want to have. We want the words, it says in Proverbs 19, the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, that it would be pleasing in your sight. Lord, what is in my heart? May we have thanksgiving today. May we have gratitude today. May we give you our prayers and supplications. God bless you today. Thank you for joining us.
This is Babby. And I want to thank you for joining Peggy and me for Hope Has a Name. If you'd like to connect with us and continue the conversation, I invite you to write us at babby@twr.org or peggy@twr.org. Hope Has a Name is a product of TWR Women of Hope. God bless you, my friend, and thank you so very much for joining us.